WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The hiring process continues for one of the two openings at the College Station City Manager's office. Mayor Nancy Berry says among the duties of Deputy Kathy Merrill, who became interim city manager following the death of Frank Simpson, is filling on a temporary basis the vacancy that was created when Simpson was promoted.
This is someone who was an experienced city manager, probably retired. There are companies that do just this for, you know, a short period of time, several months, and so help is on the way from that point of view.
And the mayor says Merrill will be composing next year's budget that will be presented to the city council later this year. If you're signed up for A&M's Code Maroon Emergency Alert System, you should receive a test notification today. That's 2 weeks earlier than usual. The reason, according to Associate Vice President Charlie Clark, is a major upgrade in hardware and software that will allow Code Maroon to operate in a virtual environment and sets the foundation for new features in the future.
One of the new software capabilities that we are working toward is this new software will support a new free smartphone application. And the vendor anticipates delivery of smartphone messaging through this app will be faster than text, for example.
More than 52,000 A&M students and faculty are enrolled, and more than 18,000 follow Code Maroon on Twitter. State lawmakers are proposing changes to the state employee retirement system. Representative John Rainey of Bryan says employees who have talked to him prefer making higher contributions instead of losing the rule of 80 option for taking retirement.
There's no guarantee around here about anything, but I believe that what's going to happen is that all current employees are going to be grandfathered, all of them. Then any new employee will come on and they will basically have to retire at 62 or have a penalty.
Rainey says there is some talk of the state adding money to the TRS and ERS funds to make both more actuarially sound, along with present retirees getting small increases. And the heavily debated franchise tax reform bill gets a major Governor Perry overhaul. As it moved from the House floor to the Senate chamber, it has turned into a business tax relief bill.
Very different from the bill that passed in the House and had over 30 franchise reforms. State Senator Glenn Hager's substitute boils the 30 down to two tax relief efforts, both pushed by Governor Perry back in mid-April.
This provision makes the franchise tax exemption for small businesses.
Makes permanent the temporary $1 billion franchise tax exemption.
That would have a total annual revenue of $1 million or less permanent.
It would also place a two-year 5% franchise tax relief cut for all businesses. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
House Democrats say Republicans are threatening to push the legislature into summer and revive contentious abortion bills if they don't agree to new terms on a budget deal. Democratic State Representative Sylvester Turner yesterday accused Republican leaders of taking money set aside for education to pay for transportation and tax cuts. House Democrats huddled ahead of an afternoon meeting between House and Senate budget negotiators. And the day before the one-month anniversary of the West Fertilizer Plant explosion, authorities yesterday said they're still looking for a cause. ATF Special Agent Robert Champion says some things have been ruled out.
There was a talk about a fire that occurred at the plant that day. We have eliminated that. There was not a fire that day, and so rekindling is eliminated. Spontaneous ignition. The 480-volt electrical system. That's what ran the heavy equipment in the plant itself. And Dreyhis ammonia, ammonia nitrate. There was no smoking going on at the plant at the time. And weather.
Causes that have not been eliminated include the fire preceding the explosions being intentionally set. And a dozen volunteer first responders died in the West explosion, but there's not enough room for their names to be added to a memorial on the grounds of the state capitol.
It's estimated that it's going to be at least 100,000. There was one prediction that's going to be a couple hundred thousand because just the sheer amount of granite that's going to be needed. And the Preservation Board also wants the granite to match the capitol.
Chris Barron is the executive director of the State Firemen's and Fire Marshals Association of Texas. The memorial, built in 1896, shows a firefighter holding a baby. And Granbury was just one of several cities in North Texas sustaining major damage from Wednesday night's tornadoes. south of Dallas and Ennis. City Manager Steve Howerton says the historic downtown district was hit the hardest.
The commercial structures are the ones that are most severely damaged, and all of those were vacant. All the critical infrastructure, the city's in place, our hospital's in good condition. So in that respect, again, we've been spared.
There was a two-mile-wide path of destruction in Ennis, Cleburne, Granbury, and points in between, with winds estimated at 200 miles an hour. WTAW News time is 7:13. It's 72 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
NCAA softball at the Aggie Softball Complex, Division I Softball Regional. Don't miss your chance to see the Aggies, Baylor, Arizona, and Penn fight for the chance to advance to a Super Regional and one step closer to Oklahoma City. It starts Friday, 2:30, Baylor and Arizona, followed by the Aggies and Penn at 5 o'clock. Both games airing on ESPN2. For full regional information, including the bracket, game times, and the purchase tickets, log on to AggieAthletics.com or call 1-888-99-AGGIE.
Unless you haven't been paying attention, gold went on sale recently. After a big price drop, a recovery began immediately. American Bullion wants to make sure you know about this historic event because it could be a tremendous buying opportunity, especially for adding physical gold to your existing IRA or your old 401k. American Bullion is the nation's leader in gold IRA transfers with a simple, hassle-free, and tax-free system that takes just a few minutes on the phone. And this window of opportunity is simply too good to pass up. Call American Bullion now and find out how easy it is to add gold to your IRA or 401k now. As J. Paul Getty said, buy when everyone else is selling and hold until everyone else is buying. We believe now is the time to protect your wealth, your retirement, and your future with physical gold and silver from American Bullion. Call for your free gold guide at 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Weather's going to be very warm over the next several days, but I really don't see much in the way of rain coming up through this weekend. Our forecast for today becoming partly sunny and breezy, upper 80s during this afternoon. Tonight, patchy low clouds and fog redeveloping, low 70s by morning, and then it's going to be a very warm, humid weekend coming up. Mix of clouds and sun developing Saturday, breezy out of the south and southwest, 85 to 90, upper 80s on Sunday with a mix of clouds and sun and rather breezy. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie Baseball took the diamond yesterday and won. Also got an update for a movement with NCAA softball, College Station Regional. They've adjusted some of the game times. We'll get you caught up with that as well. Plus the playoffs in the NBA and NHL. All that and more coming up at about 7:50.
Justin Bieber was robbed.
Oh, poor Justin Bieber.
It's so horrible, isn't
the
it?
Biebs.
I know.
Y'all are so mean.
What?
He seems like a sweet little boy.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
No, I don't know. I don't believe that at all. I think he's becoming a hoodlum.
No.
All right. We'll see.
Did you just say hoodlum?
Hoodlum.
He did.
Scott's old.
Yeah, I'm an old dude. Anyway, yes, the Teen Dream on stage Sunday last in Johannesburg, South Africa. Very sophisticated thieves able to hammer and chisel their way into his room under the FNB Stadium where all the money for the concert was kept. They got away with $330,000.
It's probably like grown-ups keeping all that money anyway.
Sure. Well, it's I didn't think that the kids were coming in there and breaking in. But
no, I'm saying like it's, you know, you say Justin Bieber's becoming a hoodlum, but how much money do you think he actually makes from
millions?
You know what I'm saying, though? Like this Disney kids that all end up screwed up.
No. He makes plenty of money. That I don't think if there's $330,000 in there, he's got 190 of that is his.
Easy. Okay.
Yeah. Well, as long as he's getting his fair share.
Oh, yeah, as long as he's getting his fair share, then he can be a twerp. Yeah, that's great. Okay, that's fine.
See, I thought you were going to talk about the fact that he still hasn't been able to pick up his monkey that was taken away in Munich Customs, and then Beaver's management has told them to just go ahead and put it in a zoo, but they haven't done that. And so they say he owes several thousand dollars because it's been at the city animal shelter for 2 months.
Well, he doesn't have it now.
For up-to-date Justin Bieber monkey news.
Oh, my gosh.
We're your news authority.
I have to look for these things, okay? Because I also work for Candy 95.
Uh-huh.
Candy 95 cares about this kind of
stuff. They care about Justin Bieber's monkey.
I know that nobody listening to us right now actually cares about Justin Bieber or his monkey.
That being said, shall we move on? Okay. If you're tired of being a working stiff and looking forward to retirement, there is a study out that's going to spoil your day. According to the British think tank, the Institute of Economic Affairs, retirement is harmful for your health. Now, I want to know who they talk to. Did they talk to people over there? Or did they talk to people over here?
Well, and I'm also thinking, if you are one of those guys that works on Deadliest Catch, retiring has got to be more healthy.
Yeah. How are you spending your retirement? I mean, if you're losing your purpose for living, then yeah, you're going to die. But if you keep doing stuff that's, you know, making the world a better place, then it's a good thing.
The study says there is a small boost in health immediately after retirement, before a significant decline in the longer term.
That's so I like think Kat this said, means that we need vacation.
Own fault. Well, yeah, that's your own fault. I mean, if you're not going to go out and do something,
you're
then
just a quitter.
Yeah, and again, I don't know why they're telling us about these people over in Great Britain, because I'm not sure they came over here to check on us, but nonetheless. Then there's the story of the police in Washington who arrested a woman who drove a stolen vehicle through the drive-thru at McDonald's, where the vehicle's owner was working at the time.
That's
my
car!
That's just dumb.
Well, they didn't know, I guess. I'm not sure where it was stolen from, but wow.
Hey, boss, I'm going to need to take five.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's my car in the drive-thru.
I got to go over there. The guy who just ordered the McRib, yeah, he
I
took
got
my
to
car.
Go.
A company, and I don't have any more about this, and I wish I did, but simply a company in Egypt is doing booming business smuggling Kentucky Fried Chicken through a tunnel to residents of Gaza.
I saw that for like $30 a shot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, now that's obviously that's the entrepreneurial spirit alive
chicken
and well.
Gold.
But I didn't realize. Yeah, I mean, there is other chicken out there.
Yeah, you know what it is.
They're
being vague. It's the famous bowl.
That's it.
It's the famous
bowl.
We're not
hearing the full story.
No.
Yeah, we are not hearing the full story.
They need the failure bowl.
Yeah.
No, I love famous bowls. They are so good.
And this is just for Kat. This story is just for Kat.
What is it? The woman who saved her husband from an attacking bear?
Oh, no. I don't know. Do you want to tell me about that?
Oh, it's just popped up on the line. I'm going to read through it. But,
okay, well, yeah. Let us
tell
let
me
know.
About
it. No, police had to break up a fight between Star Wars and Doctor Who fans at a sci-fi convention.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I heard that. I said, yeah, this is for her.
It Shameful.
It happened at a convention organized by
Who fought better? I bet it was Doctor Who fans.
It just says that it was organized by the Norik Star Wars Club. Apparently members of the rival sci-fi club showed up. Wait, is this like West Side Story
for geeks?
Yeah.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
It's RV Station's pre-Memorial Day sale, and it's going on right now. And the reason is because Memorial Day's coming up, and you really might want to be using your new camper on Memorial Day. So now through the 25th of May, you can save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. You already count on RV Station for the best prices in the country on the country's best brands, but during the pre-Memorial Day sale, you can save thousands more. As an example, the 2013 Jayco Pinnacle fifth wheel, it's just $59,995. That represents $20,600 off the MSRP. Or how about this, a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 28 BHS. It's priced at just $191 a month. Now, that's 10% down. Your APR is 5.99. And it's 44 months payments at $191 with approved credit. This event absolutely ends on May the 25th. So don't miss that opportunity to be able to save thousands and thousands of dollars on the RV of your dreams at RV Station 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. You can shop over 250 campers at rvstationonline.com.
Normandy Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Normandy Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Normandy Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. $95. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Normandy Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade in, free delivery, and best after sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Normandy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See them at normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Boy, spectacular weather all the way through. Looks like Thursday of next week, a high temperature right around 90. Low temperatures east night, probably 71 or 72, and there'll be a slight chance of showers popping up just at 20% every now and again. But that's the pattern all the way through, again, Thursday of next week. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 13, 85% relative humidity. Overcast skies, we have 74.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news. Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and serve faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776 2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The unlawful persecution of Tea Party and Patriot groups by Obama's IRS were just the beginning. We have since learned that Jewish conservative groups, evangelicals, even the Billy Graham organization were victims of IRS political zealots. Add two more targets now. Both are pro-life organizations whose applications for tax-exempt status were refused. In 2009, an IRS agent identifying herself as Ms. Richards told the Coalition for Life of Iowa that they'd have to submit signatures from their entire board stating under penalty of perjury that they would not picket or protest Planned Parenthood. Christian Voices for Life, a Texas group, repeatedly questioned by the IRS about affiliations with other pro-life groups. Demands were made to reveal information about their religious views and their practices, including their prayer vigils and the content of education programs. Agents of the government behave like the KGB used to in the old Soviet Union. They willfully violated basic American constitutional guarantees of religious freedom, free speech, the right to assemble and to protest. And they did it for Obama, the Democrat Party, to advance the liberal agenda. Lois Lerner, senior exec, charge of the tax-exempt department, was rewarded for this. In addition to a salary just south of a couple hundred thousand, she racked up $42,000 in bonuses while the abuses were taking place. Meanwhile, millions of Americans were losing their jobs and their homes and their businesses, and thanks to the IRS, their freedoms.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, golf pros are the best of the best. These guys use the best clubs, the best balls, the best tees, and they also use the best golf travel bag. The bag that many golf pros use is manufactured proudly in the USA by an incredible California-based company, Club Glove. Club Glove not only makes the best golf travel bags, they also make the most durable, functional, and smartest luggage on the market. I have their TRS Ballistic luggage. It's better than any other luggage you have ever used. It lets the user connect and balance different pieces of luggage. Anybody can maneuver multiple pieces of luggage with ease. Nothing compares to this stuff. For luggage that is durable, beautiful-looking, and easy to use, get Club Glove luggage. See for yourself at clubglove.com. That's clubglove.com. So much more than your typical luggage, this luggage balances itself. Visit them, clubglove.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit emeraldridgeestates.com. Today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Established following shootings at Virginia Tech 6 years ago, the Code Maroon Alert System at A&M has more than 71,000 followers. They should all receive a special test message today, ensuring the newly upgraded system is working properly. Associate Vice President Charlie Clark says the new hardware and software will support more users.
The new arrangement also will allow us to expand our desktop pop-up capabilities. These are pop-ups that appear on our users' desktop computer screens. And right now we have around 10,000 computers available to receive the pop-ups, and that we can expand to 50,000.
If all goes well today, the regularly scheduled test in 2 weeks will be suspended. And while the city of College Station is down two administrators in the city manager's office, business continues. Mayor Nancy Berry says interim city manager Kathy Merrill is now in charge of composing next year's budget that will be presented to the city council this summer.
The department heads are just finishing up their budgets, and I'll go to Jeff Kirsten, our chief financial officer, and he will look at it and make sure that all the numbers kind of balance and go back and forth with department heads. And Kathy will be the one that will bring it forward.
And Merrill is in the process of filling on a temporary basis the deputy manager's position created by the promotion of the late Frank Simpson. A month ago today was the fire and explosions at the West Fertilizer plant. Yesterday, ATF Special Agent Robert Champion said some causes have not been ruled out.
And that's the 120-volt electrical system, because they had two systems in the plant. the 480 plus the 120, a golf cart, or an intentionally set fire. That has not been eliminated yet.
Champion says there was not a fire earlier in the day, which could have rekindled 22 minutes before the explosions. That was among several causes which were eliminated by investigators. Meanwhile, it could take $200,000 to expand a granite memorial on the grounds of the state capitol to add the names of the first responders who died in the West Fertilizer Plant explosion.
If every Texan contributed $1 or $5, that's all, you know, just something very minimum. We would more than have enough money to do this expansion, make sure those firefighters are honored.
Chris Barron, the executive director of the State Firemen's and Fire Marshals Association of Texas, says there's no more room on the memorial. Built in 1896, the association is working with the State Preservation Board, which has final say. And while Granbury took the biggest hit from tornadoes Wednesday night, it wasn't the only city in North Texas hit by 200-mile-an-hour winds. South of Fort Worth in Cleburne, Mayor Scott Kane issued a state of disaster declaration for the next 7 days.
We anticipate that we will be in communication with the governor and with federal agents as we are able to ascertain what kind of damages we have and what kind of relief we're going to need.
Two-thirds of Cleburne was without power following the storm, which cut a two-mile-wide path of destruction over portions of five counties. And changes are coming to the state employee retirement system. Representative John Rainey of Bryan says proposals include more money for retirees.
There's even some talk, I don't know how widely accepted it is, of adding some money to the TRS and ERS retirement funds to help make them actuarially sound. And then I think there's going to be some money perhaps for a little increase for the retirees.
There is proposed legislation requiring existing employees to contribute more, which Rainey has been told is favored over losing the Rule of 80 option. Also, Rainey says new employees would be required to retire at the age of 62. And debate continues in the Texas legislature over the budget. Democratic State Representative Sylvester Turner accuses Republicans of going back on a plan agreed to last week that included an extra $4 billion for education. Republican Jim Pitts, the House budget chief, says a deal with the Senate remained elusive despite his earlier confidence that a compromise would be in place by now. And what began as business tax reforms gets a Governor Perry overhaul into business tax relief. The House passed a franchise tax proposal consisting of a couple dozen reforms, and by the time that bill got to the Senate chamber, it had been whittled down to two tax relief measures. State Senator Glenn Hagar's substitute would exempt small businesses from paying the franchise tax.
Making this exemption permanent will mean that 143,000 small businesses will be free from any franchise tax obligation whatsoever and will never again have to face the uncertainty of waiting for the legislature to act every 2 years to renew this exemption.
It would also consist of a 5% franchise tax cut for all businesses. The new version of the bill now falls in line with a plan proposed by Governor Perry in mid-April. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 72 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flinnikin with Spring Insurance. A new customer asked me, why is old insurance was so much more expensive than ours? The answer is insurance companies are constantly reevaluating the markets they serve, determining whether to increase their presence in that market with lower prices or reduce their exposure with higher prices, all the while knowing that a certain number of their customers will never shop their rates and will continue to pay even the inflated premiums. Give us a call and let us show you why it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air is family-owned and operated since 1980, so it should come as no surprise that they handle plumbing, heating, and air conditioning projects. But just so you know, that includes keeping you warm when it's cold, keeping you cool when it's warm, all the plumbing for new construction and remodeling projects, and the installation of things like shower grab bars and specialty tubs and toilets. If it concerns your comfort, call Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air at 776-1066. That's 776-1066. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
It's the RV Station Bryan pre-Memorial Day sale, because you might like to use your new camper on Memorial Day. Now through May 25th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. You already count on RV Station for the best prices in the country on the country's best brands, but at the pre-Memorial Day sale, save thousands more. Get a 2013 Jayco Pinnacle fifth wheel, just $59,995. $20,600 off MSRP, number 2386. Or how about a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 28 BHS, just $191 a month. Number 2349, $19,995, 10% down, 5.99 APR, 144 months WAC. This event absolutely ends May 25th. Don't miss your opportunity to save thousands on the RV of your dreams. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Shop over 250 campers at RVStationOnline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Family fun starts here.
Rattler's Convenience Stores, as usual, have some great specials this month. When the weather starts getting hot, drop into Rattler's and cool off with any icy cold icy, any size and any flavor, only 99 cents. And if you're at Rattler's around lunchtime, add a fully loaded hot dog combo to that icy for only $1.49. When you get off work, head on over to Rattler's and grab an 18-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $14.99 where applicable. Rattler's, friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
For today, it's going to become partly sunny, breezy, very warm, humid. High temperature during this afternoon should be well up in the 80s. For tonight, again, partly cloudy skies, areas of low clouds overnight, maybe some fog by morning, low temperature, low 70s. During the day on Saturday, breezy, very warm, 85 to 90 with a mix of clouds and sun. And again, sun and scattered clouds coming up on Sunday, breezy, warm, high temperature in the upper 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie baseball last night. Softball tournament changes if you're going to the regionals. And NBA playoffs along with the NHL Stanley Cup. All coming up, and we'll do that for you in about 12 minutes.
It's 7:39. Kyle Cassell joins us at 8:15. And then John Nichols from the College Station City Council with us also in the next half hour after 8 o'clock. It must have been a monumental and bureaucratic government decision. The Federal Aviation Administration has announced the Sioux City Gateway Airport designation would be changed from sucks. Every airport has that.
S-U-X.
Yeah, right. An airport spokesperson said the airport has had the three-letter code for years. It probably goes back quite a few years ago when the connotation was a little different.
You think?
How would you like to be the airport manager there, but
where do you work? My work sucks.
It's terrible. Yes, it. All right, so what, there's a bear story or something? Oh my.
Yes, a Wisconsin woman saved her husband from a bear that was attacking him.
Teddy?
No. Oh, well, her husband's name was Jerry. Oh. And her name was Marie.
But was the bear a teddy bear?
No. They were at a hunting cabin. Uh-huh. And the guy looks out and this bear is chasing his dog. So he runs out of the cabin to try to get the bear away from his dog or just call his dog into the cabin. The bear starts attacking him, knocked him over, tackled him, and was chewing from his waist to his head.
Whoa.
His wife goes to the basement, grabs a gun, but she doesn't know how to load it. So she just beats the bear in the head with an unloaded gun.
Okay.
The bear, and that's how they got the bear to get off of him. So she saved him, but she didn't know how to shoot the gun.
It's a $1,000 club.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was pretty impressive.
What kind of bear was it? Do we know?
Just some bear. It was an angry bear. It walked around the cabin and looked in the windows and stuff, and then somebody shot it. So,
well, there you are. Could happen to anybody at any time.
Who knew you could
time.
Save your husband's life by beating him with an unloaded gun?
So, if a preacher catches a quail with his bare hands,
and nobody's there to see it, no.
and somebody was there to see it. Now it's interesting.
Is this the Colt McCoy thing?
It is.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
I think it's fake.
Okay. All right. Well, should we do the story?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay. Here's the deal. This pastor's name is Matt Carter. He's filming a hunting video for his church along with Colt McCoy, who's a friend of his, the guy who used to play football for Texas. Spokesman for Carter's church says, quote, "While filming, inexplicably, this bird takes off and stupidly flies right at Matt," Mr. Carter, "and he grabbed it. It's unbelievable," end quote. Some people are saying the video is faked. It just so happens that Matt Carter and Colt McCoy have a book coming out. which might lend to the idea that this isn't the real
deal. Yeah, because as soon as that thing's over, there's a commercial for the book.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, that's not good. That's probably not good.
Preacher lying like that, that's just not right.
I'd have to see the video, but, I mean, weird stuff happens.
Weird stuff does happen.
And if a bird jumped up into my hand and I also happened to be about to publish a book, yeah, I'd use my weird homemade video to... You know, try to attract attention.
I'm getting a book published. What should I do? Let me go catch a quail. Yeah, okay.
What if he's out there anyway and it has to do with hunting?
Also videos of that are out there and kind of fun, you know, because, again, it's Friday. Anything, anytime we can come up with something that allows you to waste time when you're supposed to be productive, hey, we're all in.
That's what we're for.
That's it.
That's how we are productive.
A guy bringing in a fish gets right to the surface, and a bald eagle comes over and grabs the fish out of the water.
That'd make you hot.
While it's still on the line. Yes, I believe he did say some magic words.
Stuff like that does happen. Yeah. Or I had a friend who threw a mouse they'd caught in their house. Well, actually, it was a rat. He threw a rat down into this, off a bridge in Waco. It's where he always would throw him down into water, watch him swim to the side. And as he threw it down, a hawk swooped and grabbed the He'd let it go, and a hawk ate it.
The rat's going, yes, 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 no! All right. Are all your caffeinated products in danger? Wrigley has announced that it will temporarily stop selling and marketing Alert caffeinated gum. After the FDA
announced...
That
didn't take long.
No, it's investigation of the caffeinated food product. Wrigley's president said the company decided to stop selling Alert temporarily out of respect for the FDA. All right. How about
at least somebody
fear?
Respects
them. Each stick of Alert reportedly has as much caffeine as a half a cup of coffee. Have you tried any of this?
No, I have not.
Wonder what it tastes like. Wonder if it tastes like coffee. That'd be...
Ugh.
Hey, America's kids pretty dang spoiled. Survey has found that the typical child aged 12 to 17 asked his parents to buy a desired item 9 times.
Oh, my gosh.
Before the parent gives in.
No.
Oh, that's back on the parents.
I thought you were going to say before the parent slaps the kid in the face.
Nope.
Good night, nurse.
Wow. How? Okay. How about just tell
we'll
them
just get
no?
We'll just get CPS on speed dial when
tell
dad
you,
has
well,
kids.
No kidding. Yeah. The
I don't if that ever happens.
The fact that kids pester their parents for stuff shouldn't be any surprise. The fact that it works really should make you think, though. Here's some of the other findings. 55% of the 750 kids surveyed said they could usually get their parents to relent even after their folks had initially said no. 55%. 11% of those aged 12 to 13.
I wish I was one of those 55%.
11% of those children aged 12 to 13 admitted they bugged their parents 50 times or more to get something they'd seen advertised. 4 in 10 say that they know in advance that their parents will say no, but they go ahead and ask anyway. Hello.
I hate to break the cat, but if her friend was throwing rats off a bridge or the river, he wasn't letting them go. He was waiting to see one drown.
Yeah.
No, he liked to watch them swim.
Because
oh, get out of
boys,
here.
Boys That's will be boys.
If he likes to
no,
watch
it's
him,
not a big river.
If
it's
he like... liked to watch him swim, he'd put him in his tub at home.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one that you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour or visit jeaseniorliving.com.
License number 102654.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the Fountain of Youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
When your spouse comes home from work, is it a big deal? Well, if not, I know some research involving a fake gorilla that may change your mind. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In the research, there was a video of two teams, one in white shirts, the other in black, passing basketballs to their teammates. People watching the video were asked to count how many times the white-shirted players passed to each other. And about halfway in, a person dressed in a gorilla costume walks in, pounds his chest, and leaves the room. After the video, participants were asked if they had seen the gorilla. Surprisingly, over half said no. They were so focused on counting the passes, they never even noticed the gorilla. Now, stay with me for a minute. I think a similar scenario takes place in many homes every night. Mom and Dad get home and nobody notices because they're so focused on their computers, iPods, and television. It may as well be someone in a gorilla suit passing through the doorway. So how about it? The next time your spouse comes home, stop what you're doing and tell them how happy you are to see them walk through the door. Reconnect with a kiss and a hug. Then after you ask, how was your day, really take the time to focus and actively listen. It'll mean a lot for your spouse to know how much you've missed them. For more information on connecting with your spouse, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Nestled in the community of Peach Creek, just south of College Station, you'll find the best-kept secret in town. Peach Creek Vineyards is a unique Texas vineyard and winery. The area's newest vineyard is the perfect place to enjoy fine wines with friends in a peaceful rural setting. At Peach Creek Vineyards, treat yourself to samples or glasses of delicious wines created right here in the Brazos Valley. The tasting room is open Thursday through Saturday from noon to 6 and Sundays 1 to 5. Find out more at peachcreekvineyards.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Dad, meatballs run crazy.
He's sniffing everything.
That meatball, he sure knows how to smell a nice price. Like a new 2013 F-150 from Team Ford for $10,000 off. Or a new 2013 Super Duty discounted $11,000. Plus, we've got new 2013 Ford Fiestas for $14,998. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
He's a man who's ethical. He's an attorney you can trust to be beside you every step of the legal process, from your free initial consultation through the best possible outcome for your case. You can count on him to fight for you skillfully and competently. He's available to his clients 24 hours a day by cell phone, email, and personal appointment. He's Jeff Paradowski, voted this year's best attorney in the best of the Brazos. Call the law offices of Jeff Paradowski, 774-2222.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51.
2-2. Fly ball, right field, drifting back. Now is Statham on the edge of the warning track, backpedaling, makes the catch. The ball game is over. Your Aggies have won it.
Aggie baseball needed a big win for a big RPI boost, and they got it. Now they just need two more. Daniel Mengden finally broke through for his first career complete game. The sophomore pitched the Aggies to a 5-1 win over the Tennessee Volunteers. Mengden allowed just one run on seven hits, two walks, while striking out four over nine innings. Here's a color guy for the Fighting Texas Aggie baseball team, Kevin Hurley.
Well, the Aggies did what they needed to do. They had a great pitching performance from Daniel Mengden. They had some folks step up and get some key knocks to get us some runs, and played good defensively. You do those three things, you're going to get a chance to win every single night.
And they'll have another chance tonight. Aggies and Volunteers are back at it for game two of the series. 5 o'clock, pregame starts at 4:30, and it's all here on WTAW. ESPN has moved the opening round of the NCAA Softball College Station Regional back 2 hours to its prime time. The game will air on ESPN2, and no other part of the regional schedule has been affected, however. Baylor and Arizona will now face off at 4:30. The matchup between the number 16 seed A&M and Penn will be at 7 o'clock. The 11th-ranked and number 12-seeded Texas A&M men's tennis team dropped a 4-0 decision to the number 5-seed Ohio State Buckeyes. That's in the round of 16 for tennis. The Aggie season, which featured an SEC Western Division championship, comes to a close with a final record of 19-13. An opening round featuring 5 birdies from junior Johannes Veerman highlighted the A&M men's golf team first day at the NCAA Regionals. That paced the guys to 4th place. They'll tee off a little bit later on this morning. Former Fighting Texas Aggie basketball coach Vic Schaefer is possible replacement for Christy Curry, who was named as the head women's basketball coach at Alabama yesterday. She was formerly at Texas Tech. Schaefer was the associate head coach at A&M with Gary Blair for 9 years and part of the 2011 National Championship program. Reports are he is in the running to head north. Tim Duncan scored 19 points, and San Antonio Spurs advanced to the NBA's Western Conference Finals by downing the Warriors 94-82 at Golden State. This is Tony Parker after the win.
It's huge for us. Obviously, with our team, the more rest we get, it gives us a lot of energy for the next series. So everybody knew how important it was to finish tonight and to win on the road. And so it's a big win, and now we can prepare against Memphis.
Here's San Antonio head coach Greg Popovich on the Grizzlies.
They've had a heck of a year. Along with Indiana and Miami, you can argue who's the best defensive team. They're gritty, talented, and be a heck of a challenge, I know that.
And the New York Knicks have forced a Game 6 in their Eastern Conference Finals as Carmelo Anthony put up 28 points in the 85-75 win over Indiana. Here's Melo.
We play with a sense of urgency tonight, facing elimination here on our home court. We just wanted to go out there and get this win, and we played like we really wanted it. I think this probably is the best game that we played. And tonight was one of them games we had to will ourselves to go out there and win, and we did that.
And in the Stanley Cup playoffs, Brad Marchand lit the lamp late.
Bruins on the counterattack. Bergeron over the line right side. Bergeron looking, feeds it in front. Marchand scores! Marchand! And the Bruins win it! 3-2 and OT!
Into the 15th minute of overtime, the Boston Bruins beat the New York Rangers in Game 1 of the NHL Eastern Conference Semifinals. In other action, Dustin Brown and Trevor Lewis scored with power play goals 22 seconds apart over the final 1 minute and 43 seconds of the game, and the Los Angeles Kings rallied to beat San Jose 4-3 and take a 2-0 series lead in the Western Conference semifinals. In the PGA, Keegan Bradley is the leader through the first round of the PGA Byron Nelson Championship in Irving, Texas. Bradley scored a course record 10 under 60 for a 3-shot lead over Charles Schwarzer. Bradley's round, by the way, featured 10 birdies, an eagle, and 2 bogeys. In Major League Baseball, Giovanni Soto hit a 3-run home run last night, and the Rangers powered past Detroit 10-4. Nelson Cruz also homered for the Rangers, who rocked Tigers ace Justin Verlander for 8 runs in less than 3 innings. The Astros have called a news conference amid reports that the son of Texas Rangers CEO Nolan Ryan has been chosen to be the Houston president. Reed Ryan, the CEO of Ryan Sanders Baseball, which owns 2 minor league teams, currently Ryan running the Round Rock Express, will take over the position that was left vacant by George Pastelos, who retired on Monday. The Houston Texans have signed a fourth-round draft pick, Trevardo Williams. The linebacker out of Connecticut is one of five drafted players signed by the Texans. Williams started 30 of 50 games as he played at Connecticut. And finally, veteran soccer player David Beckham. Bend him like Beckham says he's going to hang him up at the end of the season. The 38-year-old Englishman recently won the league title with the fourth country and fourth team. This time it was in Paris. He also played for Manchester United, Real Madrid, and the Los Angeles Galaxy, winning titles in all four cities, making him the only one to do so. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards and More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards and More. And Awards and More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards and More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
You know, May launches a whole new gift-giving season. Family celebrations, numerous graduations, a few weddings, and of course, Uncle Wiley's birthday. A trip to my neighborhood half-price books is the best way to take care of it all. A world of unusual treasures where almost everything's half-price or less. You can be twice as thoughtful, and I'm a guy who believes it's the thought and the price that counts. New and unusual books, music, movies, even collectibles. Last year I found the one book Uncle Wiley needed to complete his Hardy Boys collection. Find a gift that's perfect for anyone and any occasion, not to mention cool stuff for yourself. And don't forget, a Half Price Books gift card sends anyone on their own treasure hunt. Half Price Books pays cash for the things you've already enjoyed. Not a bad way to recycle and make more room at your place. At Half Price Books, it's Mayfest all the time. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. To find out more about the store nearest you, go to halfpricebooks.com.
About a minute till, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Kyle Cassell will join us at about 8:15. Last night was the big wrap of The Office, you know, nine seasons. And one character got married to another character. And Michael Scott showed up, the Steve Carell character, and probably had the line of the night, you know, when he was, because the wedding was kind of what everything was centered around, and he ended up being Dwight's best man.
I feel like all my kids grew up, and then they married each other. It's every parent's dream.
Yeah, well, almost.